Penguin Random House presents Design Your Thinking by Dr. Pawan Soni, read by Dr. Pawan Soni. Introduction. I still believe that sitting down and reading a book is the best way to really learn something. Eric Schmidt, former CEO, Google. Non-linear growth necessitates non-linear ways of thinking. This maxim is as true in our personal lives as in the professional spheres. While we face multifaceted problems, we must bear in mind that such complex problems require simple approaches, often leading to counterintuitive solutions that are scalable and enduring. The rapid proliferation of communication and computation technologies, rising affordability of devices, and emergence of new business models have offered us more choices than we can meaningfully make sense of. And this further accentuates the importance of honing a systematic approach of thinking. When was the last time you were taught how to think? Do you even believe that thinking can be taught? While growing up, we all intuitively assumed that only by gaining experience can we think more clearly. But as John Dewey reminds us, we do not learn from experience, we learn from reflecting on experience. Just because you have solved a problem numerous times does not mean that you are adopting the best approach of solving it or that you know the best approach. In our endeavors of engineering solutions and crafting our careers, we often miss out on the important skill of designing our thinking. A pattern of thinking that can help us break away from set patterns in a disciplined manner. Does such a pattern of thinking even exist? Can thinking be disciplined? Yes, very much. And this book is a humble attempt in that direction. The book builds on the rich literature of design thinking and offers a systematic approach of problem solving, which could be adopted in situations ranging from new product development to meaningfully addressing your everyday problems. The pioneering work on design thinking by IDEO, Stanford D School, Luma Institute, and MIT Media Labs has helped introduce this idea to the popular imagination. The biggest contribution of design thinking to the discourse on creative problem solving and innovation has been to bring to prominence the significance of empathy, experimentation, and iteration, and the imperative of embracing ambiguity instead of fearing it. However, this discourse has also led many to perceive design thinking as an approach exclusively suited to technology product development, especially in the fast-paced startup world. While tech companies tend to benefit immensely from the approach, design thinking is by no means limited to the world of high tech, as many of the tenets and methods of this approach to problem solving have a wide application. The primary intent of writing this book is to enable a broad-based adoption of design thinking as a human-centric approach to problem solving, which helps bring discipline to this otherwise chaotic process. The method is as useful for new product development as for everyday problems, including accounts receivable, customer service, and employee engagement. If employees can embrace a more systematic posture towards problem solving, they would greatly be benefited, and so would the organizations. The same can be said about personal lives, where a deeper understanding of other people's motivations can greatly help improve relationships. The second objective of the book is to discuss, celebrate, and draw insights from numerous innovations and acts of creativity from a wide array of Indian organizations. The discourse on creativity in general and design thinking in particular is disproportionately oriented towards the Western audiences and industries, that practitioners find it difficult to draw meaningful inspirations and insights from. India, with its cultural and economic context, offers a unique opportunity to embrace systematic approaches to problem solving. And I deem that examples from India would immensely help in moving us in that direction. Finally, my aim in writing this book is to help managers, entrepreneurs, students, and enthusiasts adopt design thinking by learning useful tool sets and skill sets and cultivating the appropriate mindsets. As a teacher and corporate trainer, I have always believed that true learning happens when the participants adopt the tools, practice the skills, and hone the right mindset. And throughout the book, I have attempted to offer those three so that the readers can learn design thinking on their own. The real proof of this book's effectiveness would be measured in terms of a reader's ability to solve a complex problem systematically, without the help of an external consultant or a coach of design thinking. The book includes case studies and practical lessons on creativity, innovation, and design thinking from companies like 3M, Accenture, Amazon, Anand Group, Apple, Arvind Eye Hospitals, Asian Paints, Bain & Company, Big Basket, Biocon, Booking.com, Bosch, Cafe Coffee Day, DMart, Dr. Reddy's, Disney, Flipkart, Future Group, Google, Hero MotoCorp, Hewlett Packard, Honda, IDEO, ID Fresh Foods, IIM Bangalore, Indigo, Infosys, Intel, Intuit, ISRO, ITC, Johnson & Johnson, Lemon Tree Hotels, Mahindra, Maruti Suzuki, McKinsey & Company, Microsoft, Netflix, Ogilvy, Ola Cabs, Oyo Rooms, Paytm, PepsiCo, Pixar, Reliance, Royal Enfield, Samsung, Sony, Tata Group, Tata Motors, Titan, Twitter, Unilever, and Wipro. There are over 30 books and 25 research articles that have gone into the writing of this book, presenting the most relevant and contemporary in design thinking. Each concept is supplemented with relevant examples so that the learning could be reinforced. The book has 10 chapters, each addressing a specific aspect of creative problem solving through the lens of design thinking. The first chapter, What is Design Thinking, offers a primer on design thinking as a philosophy and an approach, and delves into how the approach is different from other popular practices of creativity, such as critical thinking, lateral thinking, and lean thinking. The chapter also presents an overview of the design thinking process model, comprising these stages: inspire, empathize and define, ideate, prototype and test, and scale. Each of these stages is presented in a separate chapter in the book. The second chapter, Why Design Thinking Now, explains the relevance of design thinking to the current times and why our traditional models of problem solving need to be more human-centric, prototype-driven, and iterative so that we can elegantly solve more complex, multifaceted problems. The third chapter, Key Tenets of Design Thinking, lists a set of principles and the mindsets that characterize design thinking, with relevant cases where remarkable outcomes have been achieved by solving problems in a human-centric manner. The fourth chapter, Inspire, delves into the first stage of design thinking, inspiring, getting a brief, bringing in diversity, and looks at how leaders can set in motion the practice of design thinking in their teams. The fifth chapter, Empathize and Define, argues why traditional market research approaches fall awfully short of getting to the real insights, and how one could build better channels and means to get to the richer understanding of the customers. The chapter also shares methods of narrowing down one's focus to the most significant problems to be solved and sheds light on how to frame a problem worth solving. The sixth chapter, Ideate, offers the principles of effective ideation while presenting techniques to increase the quantity and quality of ideas. The seventh chapter, Prototype and Test, presents the significance of prototyping and explores the means of idea validation and improvement, including the practice of storytelling, storyboarding, and scenario building. The eighth chapter, Scale, delves into what happens to a validated concept and how it can be scaled to realize the desired impact. The chapter also offers ways of measuring the progress.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?